Kamala Harris, every VP understands they may have to take over role of president if necessary. By Wendell Hasebo on September 6, 2023. Vice President Kamala Harris said she would be ready to take over the role of president if necessary. Joe Biden is going to be fine, so that is not going to come to fruition, Harris told the Associated Press in Jakarta, Indonesia, replying to an interviewer's question. But let us also understand that every vice president, understands that when they take the oath they must be very clear about the responsibility they may have to take over the job of being president. I'm no different, she added. Harris claimed that Biden, 82, is smart and able to understand complex issues. He is able to deliver, she added, noting the administration's record. I see him every day, Harris said about Biden. A substantial amount of time we spend together is in the Oval Office, where I see how his ability to understand issues and weave through complex issues in a way that no one else can to make smart and important decisions on behalf of the American people have played out. And so I will say to you that I think the American people ultimately want to know that their president delivers. And Joe Biden delivers, she said. Harris's comments come as 77% of Americans and 69% of Democrats believe Biden is too old to be elected for 4 more years, according to a recent Associated Press/NORC poll. However, just 32% of registered voters view Harris favorably. Nearly a majority, 49%, view Harris negatively, with 39% viewing her very negatively. Harris, known for word salads, plunged to a record low net favorability for a vice president in June, according to an NBC News poll. Harris received a net negative rating of minus 17. That is the lowest net negative rating for a vice president in the history of the poll. Previous vice presidents have had far better ratings. Mike Pence minus 4 in October 2019, Joe Biden plus 1 in December 2010, Dick Cheney plus 23 in May 2003, and Al Gore plus 15 in March 1995. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.